poll, McAuliffe losing ground in Virginia as Election Day draws closer. By Hannah Blow on October 9, 2021. Democrat gubernatorial hopeful and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D, is losing ground in the Virginia governor's race as election draws closer, a CNU released Friday found. The survey examined the upcoming election between McAuliffe and Republican challenger Glenn Youngkin. According to the survey, McAuliffe leads by 4 percentage points, 49% to 45%. Not only is that within the survey's +4.2% margin of error, but it also reflects the Democrat losing significant ground from the last survey taken in August. August survey found the Democrat leading Youngkin by 9 percentage points, or 50% to 41%. Additionally, independent voters have moved significantly toward Republican candidates in the governor's race, lieutenant governor's race, and attorney general race. In the governor's race, specifically, Youngkin has gained 11% support from independents in the last few months, jumping from 39% in August to 50% in the latest survey. In the same time frame, McAuliffe has dropped support, falling from 44% to 41%. Youngkin's support is currently driven by white voters, 58%, male voters, 48%, and those from the South/Southwest region, 57%. Youngkin maintains 90% of his Republican base. Former Governor McAuliffe has largely maintained his overall support at 49%, compared to 50% in late August. McAuliffe's support is strongest among women, 50%, black voters, 86%, voters age 44 and younger, 55%, and voters in the Northern Virginia region, 59%. McAuliffe shows 92% support among Democrats and has gained slight ground among self-identified Republicans, 7% compared to 3% in August. The survey also found Republican voters are more enthusiastic about voting than Democrats, with 61% of Republican likely voters indicating they are very enthusiastic compared to 55% of Democrats. The survey, taken September 27 to October 6, 2021, among 802 registered Virginia voters, has a margin of error of +4.2%. The election takes place on November 2.